And it's time now for Art Hounds with Mary Williams. Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, presenting Downtown Bob Stannard and Those Dangerous Bluesmen, April 11th at the Black Box Theater in Burlington, vermontartscouncil.org.
Each time we look in a mirror, many of us deal with our own inner bully, who's quick to point out a crooked nose, a blemish, a bad hair day, or even deeper flaws, even when the outside world doesn't see or even notice those perceived flaws. Brattleboro area photographers Liz Lavornia and Shanta L.E. decided to tackle that inner bully with their project Perfect Imperfection, which opens Friday, April 3rd, at the Vermont Center for Photography in Brattleboro. And they join us from VPR's Brattleboro studio at Marlboro College to talk more about it. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
So you're sort of tackling this pressure to be flawless. And you've asked volunteers who feel they have imperfections of some kind, physical traits or emotional troubles, and you photograph them. Describe how you arrived at the idea for this project.
We were chatting about all of the social pressures in our society to be perfect. We decided that it made sense to talk about perfect imperfections and have people in this project co-create with us what their perceived imperfections were, whether it was emotional, whether it was physical, whether it was a characteristic.
And Liz?
I've been photographing people for a long time, and one of the things that I realized was a common thread was that people just don't feel that they're good enough. Many times what happens is they feel like there is something imperfect about themselves, and I don't see it at all. It's something that I never even would have noticed if they didn't point it out to me. And even after they point it out, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? So that's really where it came out of. We were like, we're tired of this happening. We have to change things.
So when we go to see the exhibit at Vermont Center for Photography, what exactly are we going to see when we walk in? Shanta?
You'll see the image. The images are about 16 by 20. And you will also see a written small piece from that person about what you're seeing, even from the most sensitive topics to things that people might not imagine that one would perceive as an imperfection.
Oh, you are going to see some amazing photographs, people being vulnerable, being strong, being bold. We have so many different subjects, Shanta alluded to.
Shanta, how did it change the way you photograph?
It has changed the way that I photograph and even thinking about the subject. I've not photographed a lot of portraiture. This project gave me an opportunity to expand, but also do it in such a very special, meaningful way.
I don't believe it really has changed the way that I take photographs because I've always done it that way. I like to see the beauty in things. And, you know, something that could be, a flower with missing petals or an abandoned building, you know, things like that are beautiful to me. Everyone has an inner light when you look at them and you look in their eyes. And that's what I like to show with the photographs.
What sorts of conversations do you hope they have as they're driving away after seeing it?
I want people to not feel alone. To understand that we all have things about ourselves that we see, but the world doesn't see us that way. What I'm hoping to do is capture that people go to perfect imperfection and think and reflect on themselves and how hard it is to accept something about themselves and say, I am as I am, and that is beautiful.
And Liz, what's your hope?
Well, my hope for this project is that when people see it, they have increased compassion for other people. Because again, you know, people have this sense of I'm not good enough. And I want people to go away feeling that they are good enough and actually they're more than good enough.
Have you gotten a sense from the subjects that you photographed that they do perceive themselves differently after taking part in this project?
They do. It's like a cathartic process. They feel empowered throughout the process. It's been described as like all of the puzzle pieces from floating in the air to finally making a perfect picture for themselves. It has changed people's lives.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking more about perfect imperfection.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
That's photographers Liz Lavornia and Shanta L.E. Perfect Imperfection will be on display beginning Friday, April 3rd at the Vermont Center for Photography on Flat Street in Brattleboro, with an opening reception at 5:30 during Gallery Walk. Find out more at vpr.net. And now, here's Art Hounds.
A busy art event-filled weekend means spring is in the air. This week, our Art Hounds found a comedy show, some benefit concerts, a play that aims to solve a local whodunit mystery, and we're back with more Bach. First, local comedian Bitsy Byron has this about the Montpelier Project Hometown Comedy Show.
And it's part of Heather Bryce's Montpelier Project residency, where she's creating community arts awareness in the Montpelier area by having these performances inside the City Center atrium. These are amazing performances, and so it should be a really fun afternoon and should be appropriate for all ages. It's a great cause to sort of bring awareness to community arts in the Montpelier area.
That's 89 Main Street in Montpelier, Sunday, March 29th at 3. Next, Karen Mallory of Walpole, New Hampshire, has this about a benefit concert, which you can stream live from anywhere.
Popolo Restaurant in Bellows Falls is going to be hosting a live stream party. Enjoy your dinner and watch the concert streamed live on their big screen, or you can watch the concert in your own house on any computer or on any tablet or smart TV. The opening act is a Brattleboro percussionist, Todd Roach, and the main act is the Steel Wheels, Americana, unbelievable gospel and bluegrass influenced music.
Popolo Restaurant in Bellows Falls will show that concert live on their big screen, and you can also stream it live on Concert Window. And Mark from Springfield, Vermont, has this about a staged play on Saturday, March 28th.
The play is entitled The Body in the Trunk, and it's the work of local writer and historian Bunny Putnam. It's a mystery play with lots of real historical references, so it should be a good chance for folks to learn a bit about Springfield's complex and colorful past. Find out who done it in Springfield.
The play benefits the Springfield Arts and Historical Society with two showtimes, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the UU Church on Fairgrounds Road in Springfield. Look for tickets around town and at the door. And lastly, Howard Sussman. He's a music lover from Thetford, and he recommends the Bach Marathon on March 28th.
It is a wonderful opportunity for people, no matter how good you are or how bad. It gives everybody else an opportunity to listen to a lot of Bach. We hope to see you there.
You can join in the Bach Marathon March 28th from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Hanover. Find out more details at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.